Oil taxes may be the defining issue in the Democratic primary race for Alaska governor. Former State Representative Ethan Berkowitz would throw out the state's current severance tax system and replace it with a negotiated royalty tax. His opponent, State Senator Hollis French, says don't change what's working. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander takes a look at the candidate's different oil tax strategies.
As legislators, Senator Hollis French and former House member Ethan Berkowitz were generally on the same side of the issue. But when it comes to oil taxes,
it's a huge difference, and people should not make it any smaller than it is.
Berkowitz says if Alaska keeps doing what it's doing, it's going to get what it's got.
And what we've got is declining oil production.
French says in a state where oil funds nearly 90% of government,
we're prepared for the future now due to the fact that we put a good oil tax on the books.
Berkowitz represented Anchorage in the House from 1996 to 2006 and was House Minority Leader for 8 of those years. He ran on successfully for Lieutenant Governor in 2006 and for Congress in 2008. French is in his third term in the State Senate representing Anchorage. This is his first run for statewide office. French was among Democratic legislators in 2007 who worked with then-Governor Sarah Palin and other Republicans to rewrite the tax so Alaska would earn more from its oil. Berkowitz watched from afar. He agrees the state needed a change, but says the new system, called ACES, does not provide the kind of fiscal stability that will lead to increased production. ACES stands for Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share. He would replace it with a negotiated royalty tax on new fields, customizing what he calls the current one-size-fits-all system.
We have a system under current statute that allows for royalty relief on a field-by-field basis, subject to a number of statutory provisions. So the system that I propose would allow for field-by-field negotiations and do it in a way so that professionals are making the initial round of negotiations.
Those professionals would be a state board Berkowitz would create. He says the plan is built around the genius of the Alaska Permanent Fund, where 25% of all mineral royalties are now deposited.
And the genius of the Permanent Fund is we took a non-renewable resource and converted it into something renewable.
In the Berkowitz plan, royalties from each field would be saved in a permanent fund type account and the income used to operate state government.
That gives us long-term fiscal stability.
French believes ACES has and will continue to provide the state fiscal stability.
We had been studying this issue for years. We had access to experts. We did our hearings in the open. We took in the information, and we crafted a fair, tough oil tax that finally got Alaska its fair share for the first time in a long time.
And when oil prices spiked in 2008,
when oil prices hit $145 a barrel, we had a strong oil tax in place. We put $5 billion into savings that year. We've built our savings account to $12 billion. We are in probably the best financial shape we've been in as a state.
Economist Doug Reynolds says ACES was well studied and carefully evaluated. The University of Alaska Fairbanks professor and oil and gas expert says it's working just the way it should. The tax goes down when oil prices are low and up when prices climb.
Typical thing in all the oil countries is when oil prices are low, you give in to the oil companies and try and give better tax breaks. Then when oil prices go up, you kind of go into the other extreme of taxing too heavily. And I thought ACES was right in the middle, right where we needed to be.
Former state oil and gas director Dan Dickinson, now an independent consultant, sees strengths and weaknesses in both ACES and the Berkowitz proposal.
The main thing that I like about the Berkowitz proposal is it takes a very unstable source of revenue, which are progressive oil taxes, which as prices bounce up and down, the state take is going to bounce up and down, and puts them into a separate fund, whether it's the permanent fund or a new fund, and then allows for a certain amount to be pulled out each year and turns them into a stable funding source.
While Reynolds says it would be extremely difficult for the state to negotiate royalty contracts by field, Dickinson says the state is certainly in a strong enough position to bargain with the oil companies. The primary election is Tuesday. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.